There's always a joker in the pack. There's always a lonely clown.
Pouting like supermodels, the mother and daughter team pose for the camera, wearing a range of unbelievably tasteless outfits. The other family members and friends also strike poses. One person wears a Santa costume, then the family gathered by a Christmas tree. DeCaff and Kim Code, starring Gina Riley, Jane Turner, Glenn Robbins, Peter Rosethorn, and special guests Magda Zubanski, Michael Bublé, and introducing Barry Humphries. Written by Jane Turner and Gina Riley. Kel's lying in bed next to Kath, leaning on the edge, his arm dangling over the side. A bedside table and lamp are resting at an angle against the bed where he's knocked into them. Outside, flies infest a discarded Christmas meal. A hunchback figure in a brown hooded monk's robes prods the food with a knife. Sharon rushes through an airport terminal looking flustered. Brett to a female colleague.
I didn't think it'd go this far. It's like I've been possessed or something.
What about Kim?
Don't worry about Kim.
Kim's lying on a circular rug, motionless, her eyes open with a red stain on her chest. Her arms and legs are outstretched like Leonardo da Vinci's Vitruvian Man. 2 weeks earlier, a man throws newspapers from his car window.
You all right there?
Oh, there's Peter.
Okay.
I told him you were coming back.
I got the papers put on.
Yeah. Said we were coming back today.
And did I show you this, Kim? I got it in Milan. Can you believe it? They've got an Ausnitz outlet in Milan. And these are all the rave in Europe. And I got, oh, for Ebony, for little webs, look what I got for you, darling. Isn't this cute? My grandma went on the Da Vinci Code tour and all I got was this lousy T-shirt.
I really like that. I could fit into that. I might wear that.
Oh, anyway, Kim, the tour was great this time. You know, it first started in the Louvre in Paris, just like in the Da Vinci Code, and the group, they were awesome, weren't they?
And just like in the book, they pretended to lock us in the museum overnight. It was a hoot.
Yeah, but I was ahead of them, wasn't I? Because what I did, Kim, is that I went up to the second floor, jumped out the toot window, came around, let Kel out, and that's how we gave the Opus Dei Albino the slip.
The albino's a chap who runs the whole Da Vinci Code tour. His fellow by the name of John Monk.
Yeah, he was nice, but he was funny, wasn't he? Not funny, ha-ha, funny, weird.
Oh, he's raking it in, though.
Yeah.
How long has Osso Bucco's been sitting here?
I just bought them yesterday.
Well, you can't be leaving meat out in this room.
Can't be leaving meat out in this room.
Yeah, it was sort of like The Amazing Race, Kim. You know that TV show?
Oh, sounds boring.
Oh, no, it wasn't boring. They even had an orgy in a crypt one night after tea, didn't they, Kat?
Oh, it was so real, Kim. Yeah. It was amazing how it was done. I've got a photo of it here.
Yeah. Ew. If it was so awesome, how come you're home early?
Oh, as it happens, at our last stop, we were supposed to be staying with this direct descendant of Jesus's.
Yeah, he runs a B&B with his wife, Kerry. Yeah. Kim, he was such a phony.
Oh, you could clearly see he had a stick-on beard.
Yeah, so we just left. Yeah. You know, we'd seen enough.
John Monk was not happy. We nearly came to blows. He sent me this weird text, Kat. I think he reckons we still owe him 44 euros.
Oh, well, what can he do now, Kel? I mean, he's in France. He's in the Dordogne, you nong.
And that's your tidy bag for your mandarin peels, etc.
The monk takes the car keys.
Oh, mind your hump, Mr. Monk.
Mr. Monk backs the white car jerkily out of its parking space.
Remember, we drive on the left-hand side of the road in Australia.
Go to sleep, please.
No, it's fine, Kel. It's fine. It's not off. Yogurt smells like that. So tell me, Kim, what's all the goss? What's been happening around here?
Brett's had a big promotion.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
what?
He's been moved sideways. Yeah, so the pressure's really on me now. You wouldn't know what it's like to be married to a very successful guy.
Oh, wouldn't I? What do you call this guy here eating his yogurt and muesli? So tell me, what's the promotion?
Well, Brett is now the official Computer City floater.
Oh, a floater? Well, what does that specifically entail, Kim?
Well, Brett sort of explained it like he's kind of like an octopus, you know, spreading his testicles over all departments.
Oh, that sounds like a big job.
Yeah, on the perks, Mum.
Yeah?
You know, he gets a company car and a new flip phone.
Oh, we about to move out then soon, Kim.
I'm going to save first. Anyway, I've got his Christmas party tomorrow night and I really want to get something that I can wipe the floor with.
Oh, well, look, I can help you with that. Look, we can hit Fountain Gate tomorrow, first thing. Oh, that's empty now. Because, you know, I've got so much to do. Only 2 weeks till Christmas. I've got to source a Christmas tree, settle on a tinsel theme, tooth sweep. Oh, back to life, back to reality. But you know, I love Christmas, Kim. It's so exciting. Can you grab those bags for me? Bring them up. Thank you, Kim. Kim?
Sharon's light blue car arrives outside. Brett's wearing a suit.
See you, Kat.
Oh, bye, Brett. Ooh, you look great. I like that khaki suit.
Yeah, it's you go, boss. Oh, muddy paws.
Bye, babe.
Twisty fingers. See you, Cal.
Bye, Brett. Bloody Pete. Paper missing again.
Oh, there it is, Cal. I can see it's in the guttering.
I'll have to get it later.
Oh, hi, Cal.
Hi, Sharon.
Oh, no! Are you not going out? Oh, no!
What's happened to your wrist, Sharon? Is that your carpal tunnel flaring up again?
Oh, no, Mrs. D. It's my CSI from too much computer. Oh. Actually, that's why I'm here. I was wondering if I could use yours. I've got a virus.
Oh, yeah, go for it. The back door's open. And by the way, the trip was marvellous. Thanks for asking.
Oh, sorry, Mrs. D. How was it?
I'm only joshing you, Sharon. I'll bend your ear roll later.
What do you need the computer for?
Oh, I'm internet dating. I've made a vow. I'm not going to spend Christmas on my own again.
Oh, so we're going to have to buy the turkey this year?
Kim.
Anyway, I've got to go. I've got guys to Google.
Oh, will you go Google, girl?
Thanks, Mrs. D.
Gee, internet dating. Oh, hope Sharon's careful. There's a lot of loonies out there.
Well, Sharon will be right then.
Now, sweets, don't go too mad at the shops.
Oh, are you kidding, Kel? I've got so much to buy. I've got my wrapping paper, gift tags, sticky tape.
Oh. I do not want to know.
In a blue T-shirt and tiny colourful shorts, Kel sets off speed walking. A large Christmas tree appears over the crest of an escalator next to Kim. The tree completely obscures Kath, who's carrying it. Kath sets it down.
Mum, why'd you have to get the tree first?
Because, Kim, if I'd left it any later, I would have only got a bendy one. Oh, look, let's go in there. I want to get my table decor.
They head into a shop and approach Trude at the counter.
Oh, hello. Do you sell Chrissy-themed serviettes?
No. We sell napkins, but you'll need to go to Manchester.
Manchester? Really?
Down the back. Napery.
Same to you.
Hi, Trude. I got here as soon as I could.
Hey, Prue. How's the court case going?
Not great. Adrian's resigning off every company he's ever had preferential shares in. Bloody ASIC.
I know, they're just bullies. Mm. They've been sniffing around Noosa. Graham's had to go and put in a bloody ramp so I can call it a special facility. I mean, he's ruined my whole facade.
Oh, no, Trude. Well, you know, you can just grow something over that, you know, like a bougainvillea or something.
Yes, or a choker van. I'll get Paul onto that.
Yes.
Oh, poor Adrian.
Oh, no, Trude, not poor Adrian. I have no sympathy for him. You know, he gets on a few balls and he goes mad with Pa.
Oh, Graham's the same. Pa. They love us.
I know. They're all assholes. And did I tell you, all those lovely white leaves he gave me for my birthday, I've had to go back to the National Gallery.
Oh.
I know.
So how are you living? Hand to mouth?
Absolutely. Adrian is still trading, though, through his secret Swiss accounts. Yeah. But, you know, I'm just glad I'm working, that's for sure.
Yes, your 2 hours a week here must really help the coffin.
They do.
Now, Prue, I hate to talk work, but this morning we've got that awful guy from Blencore.
Oh, no, he's so mealy-mouthed. He always talks bosh.
I know, he makes me want to gag a door.
Oh, Drew, me too. Oh, no, I see four furrows back.
What is she doing down there?
I know, and with her tree. Don't you think she could get it delivered?
I don't think they deliver where she lives.
Oh, Trude, you're dreadful, you're dreadful.
Kel speed walks into the street as Mr. Monk's car rushes round a corner towards him.
Bloody joker! You could have killed me, I'm taking your number. Heroes 44.
The registration plate. The tree starts to topple at the shopping centre.
Oh, look, Mum. Another present I got for Eponine. It's the bathtub version of the Da Vinci Code.
Oh,
look, it squeaks when you press the albino.
Right, well, who do I still need to buy for, Kim? I've got my health professionals, my physio, my osteo, my chiro, my gyno. They're all getting bottles of Cockfighters, so that's done. Now my service providers. I've got my Postie, my Garbo, my Recycles Man, Coles Online guys. Still need to get something for them.
Still got to get something good for Brett. You know, it's really into labels now.
Oh, really? What, stick-on or iron-on? Because we can go down Officeworks for that.
No, Mum, it's clothes. Designer labels.
Oh.
You know, Dulce and Cabana, Tony Helfinger, Louise Vuitton.
Oh, gee, who's he dressing to impress? Actually, I've got Brett's present. It's great. It's the John Grisham Newey, the firm client. Actually, that sounds a bit more like Kel, doesn't it?
Well, Brett doesn't read at the moment. Now he's a workaholic.
Yeah, I've noticed. He's very driven at the moment, isn't he, Kim? I have to say, I think it suits him. He did look very spunky going off in his Hugo Boss this morning.
Yeah, he's got his sights set on the top. You know, eventually wants to be owner-manager.
Oh, well, that's where the kudos is, Kim, you know. Being a franchisee. Gee, one day I'd like to be a franchisee, Kim.
Yeah, we look more like a chimpanzee today.
What? That'd be stupid. Could
anyway,
I do not?
I've got to go and get your present.
Where? Where are you going?
I'll be in the $2 shop.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm going down to Snappy Leg, so I'll see you down there. I've got to get a new sports bra for my Strictly Dancing class tonight.
Bye.
Bye.
Eating a banana, Kath scratches her head. Sharon's using a pencil in her mouth to type on a computer keyboard.
Oh, how's it going, Sharon? Have you met anybody yet?
Oh, no, not really, Mrs. D. Just a couple of lukewarm nibbles.
Oh, well, whatever you do, love, don't put your photo up.
Oh, I already have. Why? Do you think it would put people off?
Oh, no, Sharon, you've got a very pretty face. It wasn't full length, though, was it?
No.
No, well, I'm just thinking for security, love, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Ta-da!
Oh, my God, Kim.
What?
Nothing.
That looks nice, love. Turn around. What are you holding your arms out like that for, Kim?
It's my tan Nican spray. It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
nice. Different.
Yeah,
it's orange.
Nice. It is orange.
Yeah, it goes perfect with the red.
Yeah.
Is that for Brett's drinks tonight?
Yep. I'm going to be rubbing shoulders with middle management, and Brett is finally going to introduce me to the UFO of the company.
Oh, Kim, you're just rubbing shoulders with my wall at present. Come on, get a chucks and wipe that off, please.
Oh, my God, Kim. You've missed a big patch on your back.
What?
Your fake tan.
Yeah, well, that's the look I'm going for, Sharon.
Yeah, correct.
Brett, where have you been?
No, get rid of him. We can do that now. No warnings. All right, see you tonight.
Oh, hello, Christmas. I could smell your testosterone from here, Brett.
Oh, Mum, revolting.
That's my Ralph Lauren. Who are you wearing, Kim?
Brett, we're supposed to be there at 6:30.
I SMS'd you as soon as I heard partners are uninvited.
What?
Kim, you have to check your phone.
I do check my phone, Brett, every 5 minutes, and I did not get a text from anyone today. What do you mean partners have been uninvited?
Well, it's part of the new workplace agreement. Partners are now outlawed from workplace drinks and or slash nibbles.
Oh, Brett, I think I got that text.
Did you miss it?
Yes.
Oh, still haven't figured this phone out.
Do you mean I can't come? Oh, you're so selfish.
Oh, Kim, look, it's not Brett's fault. If you're going to blame anybody, blame John Howard.
Who? No, Brett, let me finish. You've had your say. I've worked my guts out for these drinks tonight. I've had my nails refilled. I've had my Botox shots, which you have not even mentioned.
Sorry, Kim, they look great.
Have you got partner shame, Brett? When have I ever embarrassed you? When? Just tell me, one time.
Actually, Kim, you know, there was that last drinks, remember? When Brett was trying to impress that big client from Samsung and you came up and your top fell off when you were blind?
I was not blind, and that was a wardrobe malfunction.
I've got to run. I've got to change my top.
Oh, run then. Go to your stupid party.
Oh, yes, put my calibre top on, I think.
Kel's in a sleeveless top and green bandana.
Hey, girls. Anyone for Salsa? You right for dance class, doll?
Oh, Kel, you look gorgeous. You look just like Todd McKinney.
And you'd make a very respectable Nikki Webster if you grew your hair a bit.
Oh.
You look bigger. You've gone up a size.
Oh, no, Kel, they're these. Look, I bought them today. Aren't they great? They feel so real.
And look what I got today. They're for our hip-hop street rap routine.
Oh.
They're reflector.
Kel, what a fabulous idea. And look, we can wear them now because we're going to walk and it is going to get dark soon.
I need to put the bins out.
Oh, do you? Oh, hang on, Kel, I've got another bag here.
Okay. So you were desperate housewife tonight, Kim?
What does that supposed to mean?
Oh,
Kel,
no.
It's a joke.
Yeah, but your timing's way out, love. Here, take this one. Oh, bum, it's split. Oh, bum, it's leaking.
Quick.
Brett.
Really, I'm sorry, Kim. You're not talking to me, Kim.
Yes, I'm not talking to you. And while I'm at it, you know what you like? Just don't come walking in the door later, legless.
At the dance class.
5, 6, 7, 8, and cross! And go!
As she dances, Kat's rubber bra padding wobbles free and slips down inside her fishnet top.
Give it to her! It's fantastic.
Two pants fall out and she scrambles to get them back in, then strikes a pose on the floor.
A little less showmanship, Kath. A little more technique. Kel, I like it too.
Thanks, Heather. Gee, Kath, you've got an oily back.
What, Kel? I can't help that.
Oh, no, it's a compliment. I mean, your back bends.
Oh.
Always knew you were flexible, but wow.
All right. I've got a little announcement to make. Oh. Very exciting.
Kim contemplates her tacky dress.
I can't believe what a complete hoe I look in this dress.
I got a few bites tonight.
Well, get your cortisone cream.
No, Kim, I mean more internet dating. I gave everyone my home phone number, so, you know, here's hoping.
Oh, it's a crime against humanity to keep this locked up. Maybe I'll just go to the stupid party.
No, Kim, don't. You and Brett have been getting up one another's goats lately, I've noticed. And I wouldn't push it if I were you.
Sharon, why would I take relationship advice from you? I've had more boyfriends than you've had hot dinners.
Actually, that couldn't be right.
Kim! Why can't I meet someone like Shane?
Who?
Shane Warne. I'm reading his newie, SMS, A Cry for Help. Oh, he's such a spunk.
Can't see it myself. Why do you like Warney so much?
Well, he's not choosy at all, so I figure I'd be in with a chance. I mean, he pretty much goes for anything on two legs, and I have them.
I'm more of a gilly girl myself. Yeah, he's like Brett. You know, a long, cool drink of water. And just like Brett, wouldn't even think of looking at another girl.
Brett's in a bar, holding a pint and texting. A good-looking woman in a red dress picks up her mobile and reads a text. She finishes her white wine, then heads to the bar to replace her glass.
Ha-ha, very funny, Brett. Totally inappropriate.
There's more, babe. Wait, Kelly? Kelly!
He gestures to her to read his text. She mouths back that she hasn't got it. Kim picks up her phone.
Hey, Sharon. Brett just sent me a naughty text. Look.
Oh, girls, Kimmy, Sharon, guess what? Exciting news.
What's happened, Mrs. Doe?
You won't believe it. Our dance class, Sharon, has been chosen to be the dancers at Carols by Candlelight.
And guess who we're backing up?
Who?
Michael Bublé.
Who?
Michael Bublé, Kim. You know, the 2 times Logies performer. Oh, sometimes your ignorance astounds me, Kim.
Oh, Michael Bublé, he's a spunk.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I bought his new CD overseas. I tell you, there is no other man on God's green earth who pushes my buttons the way Michael Bublé does.
Hey, I don't like the sound of that, Kat.
Oh, no, sorry, love. Kel, this time you just do not rate.
Oh, my God, look at the time. I'm going to get home and check my messages. See ya.
Oh, Kimmy, actually, look, come upstairs while I take my face off and I'll tell you all about it. Oh, it's going to be so exciting. He's going to do spray. You know, he's hit single.
Kel's put food into a plastic bag. He writes on the bag with a marker pen. Brett's entertaining his colleagues with a frenetic dance. He bops over to Kelly, who's a little tipsy. She turns to him and smiles. He takes a glass from her hand and checks the label at the neckline on the back of her dress.
Oh, Saba!
Oh, thanks. Oh, excuse me, could I have the boy toy, please?
Sharon's at a fast food drive-thru. She drives off, munching on her meal. Brett and his colleagues come out of the bar.
Oh, Jesus, early. We got to kick on? Kick on, yeah, buddy? Yeah, yeah.
Shana, where's good to go? Harry Canary.
Yeah!
No, Harry Canary's closed.
It's closed. Hey, where are you going? We're kicking on.
No, I can't tonight, Brett. We've got stacks of stuff to do tomorrow.
Nah, you are coming. Mountain View Hotel. Mountain View, Mountain View!
No,
all right, love you.
Cheers.
Fair enough, see ya.
Bye. Goodbye.
Brett walks Kelly to a taxi. She stops him, putting a hand on his chest.
Good night, Brett.
Merry Christmas, Kelly.
Brett.
He leans in and kisses her. Sharon's driving home and sees them. She turns to stare with her open mouth full of food, then swerves as she looks back at where she's going. Brett and Kelly part, then Brett opens a taxi door for her.
Can I share your cab?
No, Brett. Not a good idea. Are you okay, Brett?
Never better.
He grins, slaps the car's roof, and sways as it drives off, staring after it wistfully. Kel sits up in bed, hearing something. He gets out of bed and goes to the door, armed with a thick hardback book.
Who's there?
Brett, bloody stinks!
What's going on?
Brett's chucked in the doona. Oh,
poor Brett.
Poor Brett, it's all in my hair.
Sorry.
Oh, yuck, it's spilling on the carpet.
Take it easy.
Brett!
I'm sorry.
In the morning.
When marimba rhythms start to play, sway with me, make me sway.
That's a pretty song, Kat. Sway with me. Sway with me.
Kill
them. What do you mean? I've got a good voice.
Yeah, you're all right. But you know Michael Burgoyne. Is that another new suit?
Oh, here he is. You're looking guilty as hell, Brett.
What?
Heard you got up to a bit of no good last night.
No, who said that, Kath? Who said that?
Oh, no, I mean you just had one too many. Gee, put the phone down, Russell.
You better go. Kelly will have your balls for breakfast.
Yeah, better go.
Oh, you still reek.
Sure.
Oof, there goes trouble. Kimmy, hurry up. I want to get to Target really early to get my sticky tape before we go see Santa.
Brett sniffs his breath as he texts.
Hi, Prue. Got your grande skinny.
Oh, Trude, I can't pay you for that.
Oh, it's fine. I'll just write it down here. Seen the papers today?
Oh, don't, Trude. It's all lies. It's the bloody tall poppy syndrome.
I know. So, Prue, Saturday night.
Oh, can't wait. Adrian and I are so looking forward to a boozy night at Coates. It's going to be a hoot. Just be great to get out of Creon Coat.
Right. Just on that. Look, I just think we'd be more comfortable if you didn't come. You know, I'm only thinking of you. You know, and Graham can't afford to be seen with Adrian at the mall. Do you hate me?
Look, no, I don't, actually. I totally understand, Trude, because, you know, I do the same. I think we all have to lay low at the moment, you know, and just until the feds stop bugging us.
Right. So, Prue, do you think Adrian will do time?
Well, yes. Well, no. Look, we just don't know. Mm. But, you know, if he has to go to jail, Trude, I'm just going to be totally organised, you know. Like, I'm reading Martha Stewart's new. Have you read it?
No.
Oh, it's great. It's called 101 Things to Do Inside. And it's got it all, you know. Like, it's got Petty Point for Petty Crims, which is great. And this is great. It's Country Craft for Crafty. Can I help you?
No.
No. You know, I've already started collecting stuff. Like, I've got some throws that are going to look great on those cute little metal bungs.
Oh, God, you're good.
Yes,
such a cool cookie.
Actually, speaking of cookies, Trude, have you seen these Christmas cookie cutters?
Oh,
aren't they just true fun?
Oh, they're so cute.
What I'm going to do, I think, is going to wrap those up and put them under the stockbrokers in crisis giving tree. I think that'd be great.
No. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Got to get out of Fountain Gate, Trude.
Kath and Kim are in a very long queue at a department store checkout.
Oh, that dress keeps riding up, Kim.
Don't! Oh, it's from Brett. Listen to this. Sorry about last night, babe. So you should be. I'll bring you a bruffin and a skinny latte.
Whoop-de-doo. Not going to reply. Stuffing.
No, I wouldn't be playing the cold shoulder role too often with Brett, you know, Kim. The way he's presenting himself at the moment, he's a most irresistible package.
Oh, give it a bone, Mum.
Now, Kim, which ones do you reckon? These little mini flashing Santas or the mini candy canes? Which ones?
The candy canes.
Candy canes,
they're
you
nice.
Yeah,
they're nice.
They are different.
They're
nice.
They're subtle.
Yeah, they are subtle, I reckon. Yeah, okay. Good. Come on.
Brett has the coffee and snack.
Straighten those joysticks for me, Sharon, please.
BC, what about you? You must be feeling shocking.
Excuse me? No, Brady. There's a customer over there.
Brett holds up the coffees, but Kelly frowns at him and heads into the back office. Brett frowns, then notices his young colleague grinning at him. A mother tries to calm her young girl in the queue behind Kath and Kim. Kath thinks to herself.
Look at the way that child is running that mother round her little finger. She shouldn't be allowed to get away with that.
Mum, can I have a giant Wonka bar?
No, you can't.
Please, I haven't had anything all day.
No, you just had a packet of nerds, Kim.
Oh, you're so mean. I'm starving. Please.
No.
Please.
I said,
oh. I hate you.
Kimmy. Kim, look at me, please. Look at me. Look at me. Now, I've got one word to say to you, Kim. Oh, yes, all right.
In his butchery meat store, Kel hangs up two bundles of sausages. Mr. Monk arrives at the counter. He places a large flat package on the counter, rings the bell for service, then goes. Kel emerges from the back and pauses, seeing the package. It has his name and address written on it. He rips the plain wrapping paper, revealing a framed print of the Last Supper. It's been slashed. Kel and Kath's heads have been superimposed on the two figures in the painting. He glances up in surprise.
Boy,
you and your waters, you don't know.
We don't have to jump down the neck, Kim. I'm just saying, you look guilty as sin. I mean, we all know what Brett's like. Especially after he's had a few, he's susceptible to getting things in his wandering eye.
Mum, Brett is not having an affair. Why would he go for fillet steak when he's got sausage made at home? Yeah, Sharon, what is it? What? All right.
Is everything all right?
Brett had fillet steak last night.
Oh, I knew it. I told you.
Sharon saw him pashing Kelly.
Oh,
he's so dead. Mind Epony.
Kim, will I see you at Santa's castle? Thank you. Oh, bum, I forgot the sticky tape. Look, I'll be 2 seconds. So sorry. Sorry, excuse me. Sorry.
Kath hurries down the queue, then rushes back.
Sorry, which aisle is sticky tape?
Aisle 3.
Aisle 3, thank you.
Brett's shop.
Brett! Brett! I know what you did last night. Kelly, I can see your pash rash from here, you mole. That's it, Brett. I want a divorce. D-I-V-O-R-S-E.
Shh, I didn't do anything.
You know, Brett, it's one thing to crack onto someone else, but what's hurt me more deeply than I can say is that you chose someone as foul as Kelly.
You get me the sack.
The sack? Would it get you the sack if I did this?
He pushes over a TV.
You're being crazy.
No, Brett. For the first time in my life, I'm acting rashly. Oh, and don't bother coming home tonight, Brett. It's over. Finished. Burrito.
She shoves the computer off a table and storms out, the back of her dress tucked into her knickers.
Brett, can I see you in my office, please?
An anachromatic snowman jigs next to a bored Santa's elf. Kath waits with Epony's pushchair.
Santa going to be, because it says here he's due back at 20:30 and it's 22 now.
I told you before, madam, he's on his allocated break. I saw him going to the toilet, so I'm sure he won't be long.
Santa won't be long, Epps. He's just gone to the toot.
A long line of parents with children have now formed behind Kath, also waiting for Santa.
Santa must be doing number two, Zeps. Oh, here's Mummy. What'd you say to him, Kim? What happened?
We're separating. I've kicked him out.
Oh, Kim, here we go again. Oh.
No, Mum. This time's for real. Brett's a bald-headed liar, and as of now, this little fat duck is officially single and back on the meat market.
The meat market? Well, who's going to want to buy a marbled old piece of rump like yours, Kim?
Plenty of guys. Hi, Santa. I'm Kimberly. What's your name?
Santa winces as she sits on his lap. She minds for him to call her, then rifles through his gifts. Kath sits on his lap, and he gropes her breast. Pete tosses another newspaper out of his car as he drives past.
It's weird. I'm already over Brett. I've grown so much in the last day, you wouldn't believe it. I feel so calm and in control. Brett's the one who's freaking. He's really cut up. And it's funny, because now so are his clothes.
She snipped her tie in half, now starts on a trouser leg.
Who sent it, Kel?
I don't know. And why is it slashed?
Oh, I guess that's poor old cash-strapped Australia Post. Mm.
They dance.
And grind and around and lower.
Kel wafts up her short skirt as she twirls.
Keep it in your pants.
Oh, no, Kim, it's the lamb butter.
Sharon's still surfing. Kel comes into the kitchen for a drink.
So, Kim, how's Brett coping since you turfed him out? Is he enjoying the Buckingham Motel? Because I've heard it's very good.
Kim walks off, sulking.
No, Kel.
So, Kim, how is yours and Brett's separation going?
You know, Sharon, for someone who never has had and never will have a whiff of a guy, you're very interested in sticking your nose in everyone else's business.
Kim, bite your tongue or I'll come over there and bite it for you.
You just wait, Kim. I will so have a whiff of a guy before Christmas.
Actually, look, people, speaking of Christmas, while I've got you all here, I want you to all sit down. I want to power out the Christy lunch, OK? Come on, Kim, sit down. Sharon, can you log off now, please? Come on. I'll do this now, it'll be good. Right, I have decided, what with my myriad of commitments this year, I do not want to be lumbered with the lot, so I'm going to relegate. Now, Sharon, I've got you down here to provide a 1 2-litre bottle of Sprite, and also, Sharon, can you look out for icebergs in the next couple of weeks, please?
Icebergs?
Yeah, lettuces, Sharon, just icebergs this year. I'm over Asian greens, they're just too fiddly.
Will do, Mrs. D.
Now, I'm going to provide all the breadsticks, and Kel and I are turkey and chook, respectively.
That sounds about right.
And I'm going all free range this year. Oh, God, with the way my hormones are at the moment, I do not want to be ingesting any more.
Actually, Kathy, you need me here for this because I might pop in the shower.
Yeah, that's OK, doll. You are a bit woofy. Speaking of which, seafood. Now, Kim, I've got you down to provide prawns. I think 4 per person should do us.
Seafood's sexy. I'm a single mum now. You know, peeled prawns are $30 a kilo.
Well, Kimmy, get unpeeled then.
No way. I am not spending my Christmas morning getting poo out of prawns.
All right, then. We'll just get some seafood extender. That'll be right. Now, partner-wise, Kim, will you be bringing somebody?
Yes. Don't worry about me. I'll be bringing someone with bells on.
Right, OK. And Sharon, love, how are you going? Any luck? Sharon, you're very unlucky in love, aren't you? Right, so single, that's awkward. Might put you on your own. Make a mental note, Kath. Get card table out of roof. OK, I think that's all, so I think that's done. Great.
Sharon gets up and heads for the computer.
Oh, no, Sharon, love. Oh, I need the computer now. Sorry.
I'll just go to the internet cafe then. See you, Mrs. D.
Bye, Sharon. Okay, so www.
Pete flings out another newspaper, which lands in a dustbin. Kel checks his jacket pockets for his keys.
Back on the computer.
Oh, look at that photo. Gorgeous.
Gorgeous? I reckon I'm a damn sight buffier than him with my shirt off. Listen, I'm going to take some clothes down to Brett at the Buckingham Motel. Do you want to come?
Oh, that's a good one. Michael, could you be any more divine?
So I'll see you later then. Kat? Don't talk to me then.
You know, I'll get into the fan club.
Mr. Monk's car is parked outside the Buckingham Motel. In his room, he's wearing a brown Buckingham Motel dressing gown that looks exactly the same as his robes. He sits on his bed, picks up the Bible, and circles the passage with a pen before closing it. Kel's car pulls up and parks not far from Mr. Monk's. In his room, Brett's also wearing a brown motel dressing gown. Brett goes up and opens his door.
G'day, Brett.
G'day, Kel. Come in, mate.
Yeah, just on me, on the way past. This is a nice setup, isn't it? Yeah, very nice. Oh, here's the toot there. Nice size shower. Yeah, very nice. How's the pressure?
What have I done, Kel? I've thrown away the best thing that ever happened to me.
What's that? Oh, you mean Kim? Yeah. Oh. Ooh, got a bit of a taste there.
And little Epps.
I think you better lay off the booze for a while, mate. You get those beer goggles on and you're anybody's.
Yeah. Oh, I don't want to lose my family, Kel.
I brought you some clothes from home, mate.
Thanks, mate. Kim smashed my coochie, sonnies. Sorry.
So you really want to get back with Kim, mate?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, I don't know much, Brett, but I do know one thing, and that's how to impress the ladies. I haven't been left at the altar four times for nothing, so listen up. That really is nice toast. Is that sourdough?
This is Big Brother. All housemates to the lounge.
Kim's at home watching TV.
Not the pole dancer. She shouldn't go. She's ace.
Actually, she hasn't got as good a bod as me. I'd be better at pole dancing than her. And guys love it.
Oh, Kim, you don't need two snacks.
Shh. I'm watching Big Brother Uncut.
Oh, what's happening?
Nothing.
Hi.
What are you doing here?
Come to say sorry, Kim.
Oh.
Beautiful flowers for a lady.
What are you wearing? Is that Kelly's taste, is it?
Oh, no, that's one of Kel's bombers. Oh, and Brett, those anti-cancer council sunnies are doing things to me.
Thanks, Kat. Kim, there's nothing going on between me and Kelly. She's way out of my league. She's pretty, thin, smart.
I'd stop there if I were you, Brett.
Brett, I've told you, you can't just come waltzing in here and expect me to roll over.
I know, Kim. I just want to say, I know we haven't got the happiest marriage. We fight all the time. We never have sex.
Oh, beautiful words, Brett.
I just want to come home.
You know, Brett, you pashing Kelly was a blessing. Not for her, obviously, but for me. Because it's made me realise I can do a whole lot better than a wingnut and a stonewashed bomber. I'm still young, Brett. I want to have another crack.
I've given up the alcohol. I promise I'll never look at another woman. Probably.
Goodbye, Brett. And close the fly screen when you go, please.
Kim! Kim, come back here.
I knew it wouldn't work.
And that's my lucky bomber.
Men's lad.
Yep, I always buy the best. Come on, Brett, I'll drive you back to the Buckingham.
Thanks, mate.
The next day, Sharon parks her car outside. She gets out wearing a light blue top, the same colour as her car, with a cheery expression. She comes in through the French windows.
Oh, Sharon, love, no, you can't use the computer yet. I'm still downloading Michael Bublé to my iPod Mini. Oh, I've been looking up his back catalogue all morning, Sharon. It's huge.
Oh, no, that's OK, Mrs. D. I've got some news.
Neither Kath nor Kim are paying attention.
I'm getting married!
What? Married? Are you doing this to spite me?
Oh, Sharon, that's awesome news, love.
Oh, thanks, Mrs. D. Can I crack open the tea maria and put on some footy for
you? Oh, yeah, absolutely. Actually, no, Kimmy, you do that, please. Oh, Sharon, I'll spill your guts. Oh, what happened?
Well, I met him on the online, Mrs. D.
Yeah?
His name's Marriott.
Oh, Marriott.
And we have been chatting all day and all night, and you know what? This is the one. It's amazing, Mrs. D. I mean, I've never actually met him physically, but I feel I know him so well. Just like I know everything about him.
What does he do?
I don't know.
Well, where's he from?
I don't know.
What does he look like?
I don't know.
Oh, Sharon, I'm that pleased for your love. So have you set a date?
Boxing Day.
Oh!
What, this year?
I've got it all planned. We are going to the Boxing Day test match, of course, then making our way on foot through Jolimont to the gardens where we will be married in Captain Cook's cottage.
Captain Cook's cottage? You'll never fit in there. It's tiny.
Kim? I think that sounds beautiful, Sharon.
And Kim?
Yes, Sharon?
Kim, would you do me the honour of being my matron of honour?
Kath smiles at Kim.
I hate being put on the spot like this. Well, what am I going to say? Of course I have to say yes.
Great! Oh, Sharon, you're going to make a super bride, love.
Super-sized bride.
Well, Kim, you can't talk. I mean, you're hardly Angelina Jolly Bob Pitt yourself. How much weight have you lost since having Ebony? None.
Excuse me? I'm a yummy mummy.
Yeah, yummy mummy with a whopping tummy.
I heard that. So when do we get to see this, Mr. Wright?
Well, I've sent him over the airfare. He's coming on Christmas Day.
Sharon, that doesn't sound too good, love.
Oh, no, it's okay. I had the money saved.
No. I need to know whether he's going to be here for Christmas Day lunch, re-breadsticks. Because, you know, now Brett's iffy. I mean, I don't want to be caught short. Or worse, over-cater and then be left with sticks on my hands. Oh, it's my iPod mini. That's finished. That's good.
I've got to get my wedding dress and my shoes and organise the hens night. What are we doing for that, Chief Bridesmaid?
I don't know.
Kim, I am a bit nervous about the wedding night, but I really want to surprise him.
I know what would really surprise this guy on your wedding night. It's if you did pole dancing.
Oh, yes, I reckon I'd be really good at that.
Yeah, everyone's doing it.
Really?
Yeah, I could teach you. But we might be better to go to someone who knows how to do it.
Oh, thanks, Kim.
In the hot tub.
Brett seems to be coping pretty well.
You know, I think Kim's being a bit uptight, actually. I mean, what's an innocent pash between work colleagues?
Hey, I don't want you getting any ideas like that, missus.
Oh, Kel, as if I'd ever want to French kiss anybody else. Except for Michael Bublé, of course. Do me now.
Kel massages her shoulders.
Oh, Kel, that feels really nice.
You're tense, sweets.
Well, you know, Kel, I'm frenetic at the moment. And now with Sharon's wedding, I'm just really scared Sharon's heading for a fall with this fellow. I mean, they've only known each other a couple of days.
Oh, we hardly knew each other before we got engaged.
Yeah, but we locked horns straight away, which I think's important.
And your perinome still do things to me.
Oh, stop it. This is serious. I mean, what if this fellow turns out to be a psycho, or worse, doesn't show up?
Gee, your trap's tight, sweet.
Yeah, I know. Loosen it up for me, will you? It's got to be right for Saturday night. I don't want to let Michael Bublé down. Actually, Kel, have you seen those falsies I bought? Because I need those boobs for Bublé.
Bloody Bublé. Bublé this, Bublé that.
Kel, don't say Bublé this and Bublé that, please.
So he happens to push my buttons. Well, get over it, Kel.
Kim's hot pants read, Pole Diva.
Sharon, what have you come as?
Well, this is my Polish national costume, Kim. Why?
Oh, I said pole dancing.
Yeah, well, I'm a pole, Kim Streslicky. Well, half a pole anyway on my dad's side.
No, sexy dancing with a pole.
Well, that sounds a bit stupid, Kim.
Oh, stupid, is it? So are the people on Big Brother stupid, Sharon, because they all do pole dancing.
All right, ladies, in you come. Find yourself your pole.
They each rush to grab a pole in front of the instructor. At Brett's shop, Kelly steps out of an office.
Brett, can I see you in my office, please?
He closes his eyes with a look of foreboding, then waits at the doorway.
Shut the door, Brett.
How are you, Kelly?
Well, flat chat. What with all the new Christmas hours?
Oh, yeah.
Now, Brett, I just have to ask, how are things going at home?
Oh, me and Kim, we're separating.
Right. Well, that's good that I know that now, because I really need you to spend the night with me, Brett.
Oh, can I? Really? Oh, babe, yeah, I'd be happy to. Yeah, happy to, yeah.
Yeah, Brody's off sick and I need you down in software.
Yeah, software.
At the pole dancing class.
Sexy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Step
Anyway, Kim, my hen's night is going to be really ace. All the girls from netball are going to be there, and all the girls from indoor cricket.
Well, I hope some guys are coming. It's not looking really hot at the moment.
Yeah, you are, Kim.
Steph!
It's ironical, isn't it, Kim, that now that I am the one who's getting married while you are desperate and dateless.
Oh, don't worry about me, Sharon. At your hen's night, guys going to be eating putty out of my hands.
In the shop, Brett and Kelly are arranging a display of Da Vinci Code computer games. Their hands touch as they reach for the same box, and an awkward moment follows. Kath arrives at the social club in a taxi.
Bye-bye, thank you very much.
Sharon's hen party's inside. Kim's wearing a green dress.
Kim! Kim!
Oh, wow. You look really gorgeous.
I know. I'm loving myself sick in this outfit.
Isn't this fantastic? I've always wanted to have a 1980s theme party. So where's your mum, Kim?
Oh, she's looking after Eponine until Kel comes home.
Kim!
Oh,
Sharon!
Oh, Mum!
Hi!
What a great costume!
Oh, wow, Mrs. D, you look hilarious. You're going to win for sure. Where'd you get that?
Oh, from my wardrobe, Sharon. Costume?
Yeah, it's an 80s party.
Oh, no, nobody told me. Oh, I would have put something funny on. Oh, gee, Sharon, I'm liking this venue.
Stephanie, all right?
Oh, totally in control. Kel's got it sorted, Kim. When I left, it was beautiful. The two of them are sitting up on the couch watching a DVD of Meet the Fockers. Don't worry, she's fine.
Oops. It's a good film. It's Barbara Streisand. We love Barbara Streisand. Yes, we do.
Mr. Monk's shadow passes over the house wall outside in the dark, and he knocks on the door.
Just hang on, hang on. Just relax. Just stay there. You'll be right. Stay there, Ed.
When Kel opens the door, there's no one there. He looks down and sees the Bible on the doorstep. He picks it up and looks around warily. Kath and Kim drag Sharon to a chair on the dance floor and sit her down. A male stripper dressed as a police officer starts his routine right in front of her. Sharon rips off his clothes and he runs for his life. She runs after him. Kath passes a girl dancing energetically.
Well, we can go as strong.
Kim to different guys.
Would you like to have
Christmas lunch with me?
We're having seafood in Spencer!
Kim pole dances on a table as the two guys watch, looking slightly bored. As she leans back on the pole, she brings it crashing down. Kat's playing a xylophone.
What the doctor say?
She said I've cricked my neck and cracked my clack.
Oh, Kim. Like a lazy ocean.
Oh, shut up, Mum.
No, Kim, I've got to rehearse. I've got carols tonight. You know, Kim, I'm just so glad that I can finally put my Buena Vista Social Club TAFE course to good use. Oh.
No, Ebony, Mummy's not pushing you.
Hi, Kim. Hi, Mrs. D.
Oh, hi, Sharon. How's the hen today?
Bit peckish, actually. So come on, Kim, you ready?
No.
Let's go.
I've got to wait for Brett. He's mining Eponine.
Oh, so what's on for the bride-to-be tonight, Sharon?
Oh, I'm going to go looking for a gown for my wedding.
And I'm going to go looking for a guy for Christmas.
Oh, Kim, you better let me know, because I've still got those breadstickle issues.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Brett.
Hi, Bretty.
Oh, yep, so we're going to have fun today, just you and me. Hi, Kim.
Come on, Sharon, let's go to Fountain Gate. I want to inflict myself. Ow!
Kel, come on! We've got to get to the Sydney Meyer Music Bowl by 6:15 for the dress, doll!
A huge open-air concert.
Kel, don't eat those. They're not for us. They're for the Wiggles. Can't you read?
I need to bite my head off. I want to have one of those drinks.
No! They're Rhonda Birchmore's Gatorades.
What are we tonight?
Yeah, well, of course I'm Tari, Kel. I mean, that rehearsal was a fiasco. Everyone was out of time except for me.
Just chill for a minute. Come here and I'll rub your oily back.
No, Kel, look, I think I might just pop up and say a quick chuggers to Buble. I think that'd be appropriate, actually.
You better put some clothes on.
Yes, I will.
She heads out in her white bra and blue pants. As soon as she's gone, Kel helps himself to sandwiches from the buffet.
Hey, Dale, can you give me a hand with my zip?
Oh, sorry, Rhonda. Tuna hands.
Kim has a large red spot on the side of her nose.
Oh, I must have banged my nose on that bloody pole as well. No, Kim, there's a carbuncle. Hey, Kim, do you want to see my ring? I bought it so that people will know that I am off the market.
Oh, there's Xander.
I got such a vibe from him the other day.
Ho, 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 ho.
Thank you, Santa, I am. Hey, Kim, have you noticed the looks that I'm getting at the moment? Oh, Sharon, as if. Sorry, but you're tragic. I am not tragic, Kim. I am engaged, and I really need to get a wedding dress. Oh, stop panicking. The shops are open all night. We'll get to Boombah Bridal Wear. That's not very nice, Kim. That's not what it's called. It's a very nice, Kim.
G'day, Smiley. What would you like?
I'll have a chicken fajita, please.
Well, actually, I was talking to your friend. Oh, you're engaged. Well, that's always the way.
Ew!
Sharon looks pleased. Now fully dressed, Kath steps up to Michael Bublé's dressing room.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Michael. My name's Kath Day Knight. I'm a principal dancer for your number tonight. I just want to say I'm a huge fan.
Well, come in, have a drink.
Oh, thank you, Michael. Oh, gee, this is big, isn't it? I got your own tut. Hello.
Kath!
Noticing a cloaked figure on the stairs, Kel heads away apprehensively, but another two head him off at the far end of a corridor. He turns back as the three figures head after him together. A door is locked, blocking Kel's escape.
G'day, mate. We're a bit lost.
And we've lost Anthony. Have you seen him?
No, who's Anthony?
He's the Blue Wiggle. Stage management said there'd be some sandwiches here for us. Have you seen them?
No.
That's our 5-minute call. Let's go, guys.
Put in the oranges.
Oranges? No. Bananas in this song, Jeff. Bananas.
Are you blind? This is a men's shop. I know that, Kim. It's a surprise for Marriott. I'm buying him a whole new outfit. Oh.
Can I help you?
Oh, I'm getting married in 2 days.
Congratulations.
Thank you. My fiancé needs a new suit.
Not a problem. What size is he?
I don't know.
Well, that's all right. Is he, say, taller than me?
I don't know.
Okay, well, what's his favourite colour? Beige? Powder blue? Is he an apricot man?
I don't know.
Terrific. I'll just leave you to it, shall I?
Excuse me? Are you married?
No.
Would you like to have Christmas lunch with me?
No.
Oh, twisty fingers.
Yeah, chookers, Michael.
Kath, what have you been doing in there? You've been gone for ages.
Nothing, Kel. Michael just invited me in for a nice drink and a sandwich.
Did he just? I know his type. Where is this clown?
Kel, that's our 5-minute call, doll. I've got to go. Come on, I'm not even dressed.
You'll keep, Buble.
Backstage.
Hey, thanks for your help back there, Kath. You're obviously an old pro from way back.
Oh, right back at you, mister.
Kath, remember, save the last dance for me.
Oh, I'm so there.
Kel overhears this and shakes his head, not amused. Rhonda finishes her dance number on stage with a twirl.
And now will you please welcome the one and only Mr. Michael Bublé and the mature age students from the Jazzy B Dance Studio with Sway!
Michael walks on stage waving to the audience. Kath and Kel, who is wearing blue fringe trousers, flit out on stage, taking up their positions along with the other couples. They all start dancing as he begins to sing.
Oh, when marimba rhythms start to play, dance with me, make me sway. Like a lazy ocean hugs the shore, hold me close, sway me more. Like a flower.
Kath swirls in front of Michael, wafting up her skirt. She shimmies next to him, but Kel gives Michael a hard nudge in the back.
Other dancers may be on the floor.
Kath performs a rather odd jerky dance, kicking up one foot behind her. She swoons on cue and Kel whisks her away.
When we sway, I go weak.
Sharon emerges from a cubicle in a white wedding dress.
What do you think, Kim? It's a bit tight. I can't walk very well. I can hovel, though. Oh, jeez, Kim. I really love it.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's really nice, isn't it?
Oh, that is so funny. Oh, wear that, Sharon. Wear that.
I don't want to look funny, Kim. I want to look pretty.
Oh, come on, Sharon. You're never going to look pretty.
That's it, Kim. I've had enough. I'm not putting up with any more of your abuse. I've done everything for you. I put my career on hold. I could have been anything if I'd had the talent. But instead, I have come around to your house every single day and been your scapegoat. Well, I have got some home truths for you, Kimberly Diane Craig Needay. You are not a hornbag. And, in fact, you look a whole lot older than what you say you are. And look around, Kimmy. Guys are not lining up to eat putty out of your hand.
Oh, so what are you saying, Sharon? They're eating putty out of my hand in my head.
Unlike me, Kim, you can't even get anyone. Not even Brett.
Thin ice, Sharon.
Since I've met Marriott, his love and support has given me the strength to stand up to you, Kim.
Marriott? Marriott? You haven't even met Marriott, Sharon.
Take that! Back! I am warning you, Tim, if you say one more thing about Marriott, I swear I will kill you! Do you hear me? I will kill you!
She grabs her backpack and storms out, still wearing the wedding dress.
When we swear, I go weak. I can hear the sound.
As they dance together on stage, close to Michael, Kath gazes at him while Kel glares distrustfully.
Make me thrill is only you know how. Sway me smooth, sway me now.
Although they keep dancing and stay in step, Kel discusses something irritably with Kath.
Like a lazy ocean hugs the shore.
Kath spins into Michael's arms. Kel pulls her back, then swings a punch at Michael, who ducks, confused.
Like a flower bending in the breeze.
Kel shakes his hips. Kath gets up from her hands and knees and trots into the wings. Kel hurries across the stage to the other side, trying to make it look like part of their dance routine, but Kath follows him. As the other dancers leave the stage, Kel lifts Kath and carries her past Michael. She shakes her shoulders, then crouches at Michael's feet. She waves her hands in front of him in a vague attempt at sensuality. Kel dances in front of Michael, but trips on his outstretched foot. Kel pushes Michael into the wings and punches him on a spiral staircase backstage.
Out there. What's your story? Michael Bublé could have been seriously injured. He could sue us.
You put it out there, Kath.
Put what out where?
Come on, Kath. You wear those foxy high-waisted jeans, your see-through blouse. You put it out there and you damn well know it.
Oh, I do not know it. If I knew I knew it, I wouldn't do it, would I? You're just being paranoid, Kel.
I'm not being paranoid, Kath. I need some air.
Kel, don't walk away from me, please. Well, you needn't bother coming home tonight. You won't be welcome.
Santa walks past. Sharon's in Trude's shop.
Could you tell me the correct time, please? 6:45 in the morning. I've been up shopping all night. I'm getting married.
Completely over the limit. Well, not a cent. No, it looks about right. No, I'm happy to. And thank you. Bye-bye. The bank's instructed me to do this to your credit card. And that comes in a cute complimentary Christmas box. Thank you. Bye-bye.
She's cut Sharon's card.
Oh, congratulations. I've just been reading about it in the paper. So what happened?
Oh, hi, Trude. Well, you know, Adrian just did a deal and the court's granted him immunity.
And your hair looks great in this photo. I'm so pleased for you, Pearl.
Yeah, oh, thanks, Trude. And you know, it has absolutely restored my faith in the justice system.
Oh, so what happened? What sort of deal did he do?
Oh, you know, he just rolled over and named names.
Oh, what? Who?
Oh, well, you know, everyone we know.
Well, not Graham.
Oh, yes, I think so.
Oh, Christ, I'm going to go.
Where are you going?
I'm going to go home and hide my walls.
Oh, all right. Bye-bye, Trude. See you at Coots. Or not.
A load of newspapers blow in the wind outside Kath and Kim's. Kim's feeding Eponine.
Bloody Sharon, I am not mean. Mummy is a hornbag, aren't I, Eponine?
No.
You little... You said your first word. Say it again. Say it again.
No.
Mum, Eponine just said her first word.
Oh, that's nice, Kim. But I've got issues at the moment. Kel and I have separated.
So have Sharon and me. So what happened?
Kel's green-eyed monster. That's what happened, Kim. Reared its ugly head big time last night.
Ew.
Well, I wouldn't expect you to understand, Kim, because guys don't naturally flock to you. But they seem to go insanely jealous over me. I don't know, I've got this aphrodisiac that does things to them. Anyway, Kel lost it last night, big time. I've chucked him out. He's gone to the Buckingham.
I have to say, now you've split up. I never liked him. He's tragic. His hair, his zip-up shoes, the way he eats his yoghurt and muesli, his shorty dressing gown.
Oh, stop it, Kim, stop it. Oh, you're just reminding me of his myriad of virile ways. Oh, Kath, you've been a fool. Kim, you'll have to drive me over there to the Buckingham. I've got to go back to him. Quick, get your keys and drive me. I can't possibly drive. I'm too upset.
Kel and Brett are sitting up for breakfast next to each other in a double bed.
Yeah, you kicked me once during the night, but besides that, I slept beautifully.
Well, looks like we're both in the doghouse now, eh, Kel?
Yeah, my jealousy could have cost me my marriage. You know, I went deep inside myself last night, Brett.
Yeah, I heard you.
And I realised that I don't own Kath. Oh, she can't help being a fox. And I know now more than ever that I can't live without her. She's my H2O. You must feel the same way about Kim. You must want to wake up, turn over and see that face staring back at you every single morning for the rest of your life. That voice in your ear hole every second of every day, day in, day out. Till the day you die. Oh, gives you a warm feeling inside, doesn't it, mate? Yeah.
Brett looks stressed.
Would you stop texting, please? It's dangerous.
Shut up, Mum. I'm getting a new ringtone.
Oh, Kim, look, there's the news agents. I might deliver Peter's present while we're here. Oh, good. Yeah, just slow down here a bit. That's great. Merry Christmas, Peter!
Kath throws a wrapped bottle from the window. Arriving at the motel, they pass Brett leaving for work. He looks at Kim mournfully, but she blanks him. Kath arrives at Kel's door and sprays breath freshener in her mouth, then behind each ear and on one ankle.
Kel? Kel, it's me. Let me in. Kel? Kel, I'm sorry. Come home, Kel, please.
No, Kath. You come in here.
His solemn face smiles as he draws her in.
Oh, this is nice, isn't it? Oh, and there's your toot. Mm. Oh, nice ice shower, Kel. What's the pressure like?
Would you like a nice glass of complimentary bubbles?
Oh, yes, please.
Now, Kath, I have to ask, you and this Buble character, did anything happen in the dressing room?
Kel, no. He just gave me some performance tips and I backcombed his hair a little. That's all.
Come here, Foxy.
Kel. Oh, Kel. Oh, that feels nice. What do you call that?
Sorry, Cap, it's my piccolo.
Oh, Kel.
In his room, Mr. Monk starts up the Da Vinci Code computer game. His monk player skids his car to a halt and gets out. He opens the door of another car, drives out a character that looks exactly like Kel, and hacks at him with a sickle. A character that looks like Kath pushes the monk over, and the pair speedwalk away.
Sorry, doll.
As they get ready to leave, Mr. Monk steps out of his room nearby.
That guy looks like John Monk, the albino. What would he be doing out here? You don't think he's come out to get the 44 euros he reckons this tonight, do you?
That wasn't him. He's paranoid now.
You're probably right, Phil. But then again, albinos don't grow on trees. Or do they?
The Christmas tree at home has been decorated.
Oh, look! He's been! He's been! He's been! Look, Ips! Oh, how exciting!
Oh, look, Santa's had his Baileys and his Tim Tams and his eaten whole packet.
Where's your sack, Ips? Look, it's full, Ebony.
Oh, where's mine? Where's mine? Oh, I think that might be mine, actually.
No, it's Ebony's.
Do you like that, Ips?
No.
What the hell?
Oh, Kim, what'd you get? Oh, they're exercise bands, Kim. They're perfect for you, clever Santa. And Kel, here's one from me.
Thanks, Kath. What is it? A Buckingham dressing gown.
Yes.
Must have cost you a fortune, Kath.
I didn't pay for it.
And here's one of mine to you.
Oh, Kel, what is it? Oh, I bet it's a book. A CD, the very best of Kel Knight. What's this?
I recorded it at work in the cool room. Terrific acoustics, all original compositions.
Oh, you're kidding. What's it got? Kath come home, there's a hole in the bed. Lady and Mango making love on the ensuite floor. Oh.
Remember the Buckingham, Kath?
Oh, Kel, I'll never have it off again.
Oh, yeah, might put the kettle on.
What are you looking all mealy-mouthed for, Kim?
Well, put yourself in my feet for a minute, Mum. I mean, no one cares about me. Sharon's not talking to me. Brett's left me. Santa obviously doesn't give a fat rat's.
Oh, that's not true, Kim. Brett has been trying to make it up with you. Come on, why don't you take him back? Where's your spirit of Christmas?
Maybe you're right. Maybe I should take him out of the freezer. He's probably been in there long enough.
Oh, no, the freezer! The turkey! I was meant to take it out of the freezer last night. Oh, damn it. Oh, don't open any more without me!
Oh. Kath takes the large frozen turkey out of the freezer.
Oh, I'll put it on the windowsill here to thaw out.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Oh, Brett.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Brett. Got a present for you.
Merry Christmas, Ips.
Brett, I just got your present. Your filthy text.
What? I didn't...
I loved it. And Brett, my present to you is I'll deign to take you back.
Dane? I think you're desperate to have him back, aren't you, Kim? She hasn't had one iota of interest from anybody else, Brett.
Shut up, Mum.
Merry Christmas, Brett. That's from me.
So, Brett, are you over the moon?
Well, yeah, okay, yeah. Buckingham's getting pretty eggsy. I really miss Ebbs. Yeah, okay.
Come here, Spunk.
No, I can't, actually. I've got to go to work.
What? On Christmas Day?
New workplace agreements, Kel.
Oh. Bloody Howard, I bet he's not working on Christmas Day.
Who?
Well, anyhow, I didn't know if I was going to be invited here, so I volunteered. I didn't want to be on my own. Merry Christmas, Sam. Bye-bye. Bye, Kim.
Oh, bye, Brett.
See you next day.
Have a nice day.
I'll save you some pud, babe.
Yeah.
Mr. Monk comes out of his motel room toilet. He picks up his car keys and leaves, his face still hidden by his hood. Kel lays a table on the patio outside. Kath checks the turkey in the kitchen.
Oh, no. Oh, it's still completely frozen in the middle. Oh, how can that be?
She lifts it out of the baking tray and tries to put it in the microwave, but drops it on the floor.
Ow! Oh, God! Oh! Oh! Oh, can you help me, Kim?
What are you doing? Get up! It's so greasy!
Oh, I've got grease all over my Chrissy capris now! Oh, and have you seen Sharon, Kim?
No, not since she threatened to kill me in the middle of Fountain Gate. No, I haven't.
Well, she's meant to be here.
Wasn't she going to pick up Marriott from the airport and bring him for lunch?
Oh, what? What? She's meant to bring the icebergs, the lettuces. I've got to get those dressed. Toot sweet.
So let me get this straight. The turkey's not ready. Kel's only bought one chook. What are we going to eat? You know I'm always ravishing on Christmas Day.
Oh, I don't know, Kim. Look, just get this chicken fillets in the freezer. Get those out. We've got chicken tonight. We can have chicken tonight today. Oh, jingies, my caprese, the turkey, the icebergs. What else could go wrong?
The slashed Last Supper leans against the wall in Kath and Kel's bedroom. Kel's lying in bed next to Kath, leaning on the edge, his arm dangling over the side. The bedside table and lamp are resting at an angle against the bed, where he's knocked into them.
Kel.
Oh.
Kel.
Oh, must have dropped off. Oh.
Can you hear someone outside, Kel?
Through the bedroom window, they can see Mr. Monk prodding the food with his knife.
It's the albino, Kel. It's John Monk. He's coming inside.
Oh, Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
What?
The code, Kath. I've just realised all the signs were there. I've cracked it, Kath.
Hey, I think I have too, Kel.
No, I've cracked the code. The Da Vinci code. Listen, it's like a puzzle. First there was a car that nearly ran over me.
Yeah.
Then there was a slash painting.
Oh, and our names, Kel. I always thought Kel Knight, Knight's Templar, Kath Day, Opus Day.
Now John Monk has come here to kill us, just like in the end of the Da Vinci code.
Oh, is that what happened in the end? Because I didn't finish it and I lost interest.
Mr. Monk comes in, holding his knife.
You cracked the code yet?
Yes. You're going to kill us.
No, no, I'm not. You haven't read the clues properly. You haven't worked it out, have you? Where is that painting?
Mr. Monk makes another slash, revealing numbers.
Oh.
So each number corresponds to a letter of the alphabet.
And it spells out the magic word franchisee. What does that mean?
It means that I want to offer you and Kel the Da Vinci Code Tour franchise.
What? Oh. Yeah, sorry, John, the flies are terrible this year.
Look, Kath, when I saw you jump out of that bog window in a louvre, I knew you'd make the perfect tour guide. But I couldn't be certain. I had to put you to the test. That's why I left that clue in the Bible.
What clue?
I circle the passage. And Jesus spake unto the franchisees.
Oh, right. And what about the 44 euros? What was that all about? You texted me, it was on your car. Was that another clue?
You've got to think about the letters.
44 euros? Rearrange the letters. Yes, it's a mammogram. 44 euros, your tour's offer.
Yes. What does that mean?
Our tour's, Kel. We're going to be tour operators. Oh, I can't believe I didn't crack that earlier. And me being a Sudoku nut.
Well, I was a bit surprised you were slow on the update, Kath.
Oh, look, we'll make it up to you, John. You wait. We'll be the best damn franchisees this side of Bomb Beach.
It's getting hot here, isn't it?
Oh, yes. It is hot, yes. I'll help you with that, eh? Ah, oh, it's a dryer's about, John.
His hump's a backpack.
So, John, why are you selling the franchise?
I'm his hairdresser's orders, really. I'm not really an albino.
Oh.
No, this is peroxide.
Oh.
Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Vidal says that if I'm not careful, this could turn into one great, big, dried-up, frizzy old perm.
Oh, that'd be awful, wouldn't it? I wouldn't want one of those. Yeah. Anyway, John, would you like to stay for tea?
Well, what is it?
Yeah, oh, we're just going to have some seafood, leftover seafood.
Australian seafood, very nice.
Yeah, I've got a nice piece of extender there, haven't I? Yeah, and we've got the chicken tonight that we didn't have today that we can have tonight.
Oh, fancy a walk before dinner, John?
Oh.
Not a problem.
Yeah. Where's Kim? Where'd she get to?
Kim's lying on the circular rug with her eyes open. Her arms and legs are outstretched and attached to elastic exercise bands. She stares wide as she strains to move her limbs against them. She sees the food stain on her chest.
Oh, chicken tonight. It's bloody bread. He was meant to be home hours ago.
Well, I didn't think it'd go this far. It's like I've been possessed or something.
What about Kim?
Don't worry about Kim.
He gazes at Kelly, then moves in slowly to kiss her. She pushes him back.
So you're really separated?
Yeah.
They grab each other and kiss. Brett sweeps the desk clear and kicks the door shut.
You're doing my glutes no end of good, Carl.
Yeah. So, what book is your next tour going to be based on, John?
Oh, it's the new biggie. The CSIRO Total Will Be in Diet. CSIRO Total Will Be in Diet. It's got everything. Got gluttony, denial, murder, absolutely no carbs.
Put me down as your first guest.
Hey, come on, you boys, go and freshen up. Kel, show John where the guest tour is. And has anybody seen Sharon?
She waits all by herself at the airport, holding a railing, not moving.
Oh, exciting, isn't it? OK, Merry Christmas, everybody. Let's pull our bonbons. Here, Kimmy.
Sorry.
Hi,
Brett. Hello, everyone. Hey, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Come here, Spud. Thank God you're here, Brett. Have a breadstick.
Thanks, Kat.
Here you go.
I missed you, babe. Where have you been?
Oh, I'm really busy at work, yeah, flat out. Yeah.
Oh, John, this is my husband, Brett.
G'day, John.
Here's some extender. We've got oodles of that.
Oh, nice. Thank you very much.
So, John, what do you think of Australia?
Oh, yes, tell us. Be honest, be honest.
It's the best place in the world, isn't it?
Well, to be perfectly frank with you, I was a little bit disappointed in Edith Vale and Aspendale and to some extent Mordialloc. But once I got past Parkdale and into the Golden Mile, I was blown away.
Oh, okay.
I mean, with IKEA on one side and Ray's Tent City and Barbecues Galore on the other, it doesn't get much better than that, does it?
That's fantastic.
It doesn't. It doesn't indeed.
This chicken, it's rubbery.
Thank you, John San. Thank you very much.
No, I mean, it really is rubbery.
Oh, no. They're not chicken breasts. They're mine. They're like chicken fillet falsies. That's where they got to. Oh, no. Oh, John, I'm so... Oh, Sharon.
Sharon?
Sharon. Is everything all right?
No, not really.
Oh. Where's Marriott?
Marriott is nowhere.
What?
He is nowhere and nothing. Turns out that I fell in love with a piece of spam.
Oh. Yeah.
After he didn't turn up at the airport, I went to an internet cafe and I discovered that Marriott, my beautiful, gentle, smart, funny Marriott, is nothing more than a blog. An internet address. Marriott.com. A site that's been offering to marry women all around the world.
Oh, Sharon. And you were getting so much pleasure just from the touch of a mouse.
Yeah, and all my money's gone. Oh. But, you know, the weird thing is, Mrs. D, I still love him.
Oh, Sharon. Kim, say something.
I knew you wouldn't get married. I knew it. It's good news, Sharon, though. Brett and me are back together.
Come on, everyone, let's have a dance.
As he dances with Kim, Brett texts behind her back. Sharon dances merrily, holding Eponine, and Mr. Monk dances with Kath while Kel watches.
What? I didn't do anything. It's my friend, is here.
Mr. Monk and Kath dance closer together.
You're right with that, Kel?
Oh, yeah. I've backpacked my Green Odd Monster and put it away forever.
Would you like to see my marimbas, John?
Tell her Kalikimaka is the thing to say on a broad Hawaiian Christmas Day.
Gee, he's an Australian icon, isn't he?
Yeah.
And she's an icon.
Mm-hmm.
He's an icon.
He's not an icon. He's just a con. Huh. Oh, the Wiggles, they're icons.
Yeah, oh. Kim, did I tell you, when they sang Hot Potato at Carol's, I went off, literally.
Ew. I'm more a hooly-dooly girl myself. Sharon likes the Wiggles.
Kim, did I tell you, Sharon and Marriott are back on together.
Well, how does that work?
Oh, you know, relationships, Kim. I mean, you just don't know what goes on behind closed doors, do you? I mean, she's obviously pushing his buttons and he's pushing hers right back. I think it's beautiful and it works for them, doesn't it?
Oh, I've just got another naughty text from Brett. Listen to this. Meet me down the back in PlayStations in 5 minutes. I mean, how does he expect me to get to Fountain Gate in 5 minutes?
Oh, geez, keen, Kim. You go, girl.
Yeah, in a minute. Jeez, Mum, you look huge in that shirt. You look like Jordan.
Oh, I wish. No, they're my chicken fillet falsies, Kim. I just rinsed off the chicken tonight and popped them back in.
Your one looks bigger than the other.
Oh, yeah, that's because John Monk ate the left one. But it's OK, because I'm naturally much bigger on that side anyway, so I think it balances out. Isn't it amazing, Kim, that my franchisee dream finally came true? Can you believe John Monk sold us his business?
How did you pay for that?
In kind.
That sounds nice.
Yeah, it was nice.
Mm. You know, Mum, evidently the Da Vinci Code has been proven to be completely untrue.
Yes, Kim, I know that. I'm not stupid. But the second one, you know, Da Vinci Code 2, G'day Leonardo, they show that that is absolutely historically correct. Yeah, and what a boon for us. It's set right here in ye olde Melbourne. I can't believe it.